This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Hoss Spencer is live in studio, the founder and editor of The Hook online at readthehook.com. You watch The View? You're going to be watching The View tomorrow morning? John Whitehead on The View? Whoopi Goldberg? Whoopi Goldberg and John Whitehead. Can you just see that?
That's cool.
It's very cool. I think he's going to be great. Of course he's going to be great. I mean, he does that big national media stuff all the time. He's going to be terrific.
Yeah.
And it's an important topic, I think, that doesn't get enough attention.
What's the topic?
Zero tolerance policy. The failure. He'll be on with a kid and the kid's dad, a 14-year-old honor student from Spotsylvania, who was expelled and charged with violent criminal conduct under their zero tolerance policies for shooting spitwads in school. Violent criminal conduct. Shooting spitwads in school is now violent criminal conduct in America. Something's gone wrong somewhere along the way.
You think?
I do indeed. I remember sitting next to a kid in fourth grade when he was shooting spitballs.
That was me, Coy.
No, was it? Yeah. Were you a spitballer?
No, but I might have retaliated once or twice.
So you wouldn't start the war, but you'd end it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I learned from the Rutherford Institute that the young 14-year-old who is now criminally charged had hoped to attend the U.S. Naval Academy but can't be considered an applicant because of the criminal case.
Even if he's found not guilty, he still had charges, right? So he can't. I mean, they've just ruined the kid's life. He's 14 years old.
For spitballs.
They just took his dream away. And, you know, I mean, I guess you could say, well, he took his own dream away. But come on.
He knew the rules, Coy.
So ridiculous.
Well, we did a big story about this a few months ago. I hadn't even thought about this until you mentioned it. But there was a case down in Fluvanna, I think, where like an honor student was in all kinds of trouble until the media got a hold of it and his Facebook friends. It was like he had a toy gun in the back of his pickup truck or something.
Oh, yeah.
It was like an airsoft gun or something?
Or one of those paintball guns?
It wasn't even a paintball gun, because a paintball gun at least can shoot, I don't know what.
And that can hurt. You get hit in the right place.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm sure an airsoft gun might hurt too, but the thing was, it was like it was broken and somebody had thrown it in the back of his truck. Anyway.
You remember when we were kids, there used to be this gun. I don't even know if you can buy them now, but everyone had one when I was a kid. It was, it looked like a rifle and you'd pump it.
Yeah.
And what we would do is we would take the nuzzle and just jam it down in the dirt.
Uh-huh.
And then you would like pump it and you could fire like dirt clods at other kids.
Oh yeah.
5, 6, 7 years old.
But it was like a BB gun. You're just using it to fire dirt clods.
No. It wasn't a BB gun. It would just go, if it didn't have the dirt in it, like we did in my neighborhood, but it would just go poof, you know, make a big loud boom sound.
Hmm.
It was the coolest thing.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I mean, 6, 7 years old. It was totally normal. And then I guess a generation before that, they had real guns.
I had a BB pistol.
Honestly, you were a dangerous kid.
Yeah, like the kind.
You were a violent
CO2
criminal.
CO2 cartridges.
Spit wads, pistol. You were a force
and
to
actually,
be reckoned with. You should be behind bars now.
My best friend had a...
I'm a little nervous sitting here.
I'm sure you are. My best friend had a pump BB gun. That you just pump it and you shoot BBs. Those are actually fun. Well, I hate to admit this, but we actually one day slew two doves and then ate them. Well,
there you go, eating your kill.
We ate our kill.
Who dressed it, prepared it?
I'm even more embarrassed to admit that his maid. We were a little squeamish.
Yeah.
And his housekeeper was around. She's like, "Oh, I do this all the time." Yeah. Oh, okay. Yes. And we had little dove breast.
There you go. So speaking of breast, and there's no transition here, how about that wind today?
Yeah. How about that wind?
Yeah. Were you out in this? It was unbelievable.
Well, just coming over here, I decided to take a drive down Rugby Road because I'd heard there were power outages in the Preston Rugby area. At one point, there were like 1,300 households without power
today. Yeah, because a dying tree came down or something
like that.
Yeah,
and I didn't really see much. I have to admit, I saw rush hour traffic, In fact, if you're coming from like the barracks direction toward the rotunda, at least 15 minutes ago, man, it was bad.
Really bad.
Really bad.
Backed up.
Backed up.
Bad traffic. And bad wind today, but it's calmed down a bit.
Depends. Some people kind of like the wind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, I just mean bad in terms of windy.
It was windy.
It was escalated wind.
A lot of wind.
It was a lot of shear.
A lot of shear.
What is shear, by the way?
A lot of particulate matter
you
flying
You know, you're a weather guy. What is the shear?
I don't know, Coy.
You don't?
No.
I thought you were the weather guy. You love that stuff.
I just like when it snows. I don't know anything about it.
You just like snow weather.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't care about the wind.
Look at the pretty white flakes.
Hoss Spencer is live in studio at 5:43 on this Monday afternoon. You had some news, you said.
Oh, yeah. I've got some news for you. We've got a story coming out tomorrow about a lady who lives in Hessian Hills Apartments.
Oh, I know where that is.
Uh-huh. At the corner of, what, Barracks in Georgetown?
Yeah.
Well, actually, they're not apartments anymore. Now they're condos because they were condoized during the housing craze.
Oh.
And apparently they didn't really, like, give them their own separate ventilation systems. And this lady is just tormented by secondhand smoke seeping up from the apartment below.
Oh, wow.
And even libertarians are saying, you know, if you want freedom, part of freedom is not infringing on other people. And so, but you know, on the other hand, you know, smokers have been pushed out of restaurants and airports.
Now they can get pushed
and
out of their
schools,
own home.
And now they're pushed out of their own home. So it's a very interesting debate going on there at Hessian Hills Condominiums, which Hunter Craig renovated for us a few years ago.
Local developer of note.
Developer of note, recently controversial for the Biscuit Run.
What's the latest on that? The attorney general is quote unquote reviewing the issue.
He just confirmed that it's under review. He didn't say he was reviewing it. He didn't call it an investigation. Just said it's being looked at.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're gonna stay.
Did you ever find the appraiser, the woman in orange?
I haven't spoken with her, but she could.
She's not talking.
She's not talking. She's got the magic touch, though.
Yeah, she's probably going around on her new boat and her new.
I could probably get a great home equity loan. Based on her coming to my house
indeed.
And saying it's worth millions of dollars, I could go to the bank and go, yeah, the lady in orange said it's worth millions.
Isn't that essentially, in a nutshell, for people who don't know the deal, that's sort of what happened here. That's a way you could understand it.
That is how you can understand it.
You got an appraiser to say the property was worth many, many millions than it really was worth,
and then they
got the equity out of it.
And then they donated the value to the taxpayers.
Yeah.
And then the taxpayers had to pay for some of that value.
Yeah. It's part of that socialized safety net for wealthy people in America.
Well,
you know, they're not going to lose their investment no matter what happens. They have friends. And
Coy, normally I don't buy into all your corporate welfare talk, but in this case, it does indeed smell like corporate welfare.
5:47 in Charlottesville. It's about 57 degrees, an absolutely lovely Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm Coy Barefoot. This is Charlottesville Right Now. This was your favorite songs when you were a kid. Your favorite TV shows. Right here.
I didn't care for it.
What is it, CBS Thursday or Friday night? I can't remember.
Don't know, man.
At 10 o'clock. Or 9 or 10 o'clock. I can't remember. It's Dallas, huh?
I know it's Dallas.
Oh, okay.
I shot JR.
Did you ever have the T-shirt?
Didn't have the T-shirt.
You didn't have the T-shirt that said Who Shot JR?
Didn't care for that.
Oh, what were you watching? You were out playing with guns and killing little critters, weren't you? You'd have done a little Dahmer action.
You know, every time I turned on Dallas, I'm sorry my brain's like really moving slow today, but every time I turned Dallas, I would see JR and he'd be like yelling at some family member going, I'll break you. I'll break you. Like, you don't want to cross this patriarch.
Yeah, that was such a good show. That was great.
Is that what he did every show? He'd be yelling.
I'll break you.
I'll break you.
Don't mess with me, Bobby. I'll break you. Oh, yeah, that was good stuff. Now, speaking of don't mess with me, downtown business owners have said, don't mess with us. And they're pledging to pull their money and put up a bunch of cameras on the mall because they couldn't get the city to do it using public dollars. Now they're pledging to use private dollars to do it.
Hey,
is that right?
If they do private dollars, you know, what can you say? I have a private.
You're a downtown business owner,
and I have
with a camera,
and I have a camera on the side of our building.
That's right. We're part of the problem, huh?
But we don't archive it, so you can run around naked in front of it, and
and it just points at the movie theater, right? And Christian's Pizza and the the Second Street Crossing.
Yeah, the Hook webcam is actually, it was down for a week ago when we were putting a new website in, and I started getting emails from all over the country going, can you please get your webcam up? I rely on it to see how things in my old hometown are. Well, I don't know if I'm just, that's my take on the emails.
Is that what the emails sound like?
Yeah, I was checking out the webcam and all of a sudden, thing's gone.
So anyway, we got the webcam back up.
The webcam is back up and working, and all the folks across America are so happy.
What's funny is actually I stared out the window next to the webcam just an hour ago, and I saw a very drunk or mentally addled woman screaming obscenities for like 20 minutes while the cops waited for the wagon to take her away.
Really?
I don't know what she was arrested for other than calling everybody like naughty words.
Was she screaming really nasty words?
Screaming nasty words. And then I saw like all these cute little kids like coming down the mall with their mom. And
uh-oh.
And here's like drunk girl kind of writhing. And the cops are just kind of totally playing it cool.
Isn't that great? It's such an urban core, isn't it?
It's our own little Times Square. It is our Times Square.
So you don't have a problem with these cameras on the mall because we're not talking about webcams. We're talking about monitoring cameras, the quote-unquote safety cameras, but they really have been shown not to increase safety.
Well, I mean, if somebody wants to put a camera on the side of their building and aim it at wherever, can you stop them?
Yeah, but can you stop them from recording video of you and then archiving that video and then doing whatever they want with that video of you?
Well, for instance, they couldn't use it in a commercial. That would be improper. You know, like they couldn't say, buy Hawes's potato chips.
Here he is walking on the mall. Here's a crazy woman yelling at him with dirty words.
But, you know,
you remember the guy on the mall who was the naked guy who would run on his little trampoline? Remember that?
He wasn't naked. What was he? Wore the skimpy shorts, but yeah, I know the guy.
He was like, he was always
Dancing Man.
Dancing Man. Yeah, that's the name you got. He was down there in the 90s, I think.
Yeah, the 90s.
That's where
you are, Coy. You're trapped in the 90s.
I am indeed. He would take a trampoline down to the mall.
He would.
And just bounce up and down and exercise with his Walkman.
He was physically fit.
Yeah, this is back in the days before there were iPods. Back when we called it a Walkman.
Yeah, Walkman. Remember? Do you remember that first Walkman, that Sony Walkman?
I had one, yeah.
Did you? But
I used to jog with it. It was like carrying a stereo with
you. Like $200. And
yeah.
And they had a special button that turned the headphones into like little pickup devices that you could hear what someone said. So if you, they would kind of like.
Right, it would interrupt the music.
It would interrupt the music.
And you'd hear around you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I do remember that.
That was a really cool feature.
That was a cool feature.
Interesting that feature appeared on the original Walkman and then kind of disappeared.
And then where is it?
Where is that feature? Yeah.
Indeed.
Why did the iPods?
Because you would think that would be a great feature today, even.
Yeah. Because now the little kids like pull the earbuds out and go, huh? Yeah. What? Do what?
You want me to what? Clean what? My room? So your kids all have those the things in their ears all the time now, right?
You mean my own individual progeny?
Yeah. What do you mean? What do you think I meant by your kids?
I don't know.
Like Jerry's kids kind of thing?
Yeah, Jerry's kids.
Like Hawes' kids.
Yeah, I'm helpful around town.
Yeah, all the kids you help.
Yeah. No, my kids, they all do have iPods, as a matter of fact.
Really?
Yeah.
So
coughed them up a couple of years
ago. So the youngest age, because I got a 9-year-old asking for an iPod, and I remember thinking, past Christmas, that's a little young.
It's a little young. The 9-year-olds don't really use it quite as often as the older year olds, but yeah.
Yeah. But once you get to be older year old, then you're old enough, right?
I guess. I mean, it's a family decision.
Do you have one?
Do I have an iPod? No, I have
an. You still have your old Walkman with that button that you like?
Somewhere.
Yeah.
I never had that Walkman. Dude, I didn't have $200 when I was in high school.
I don't remember how I had it, but I did have that. Yeah, I do remember that.
$200.
I used to work out with it. I used to run with the thing in high school.
Dude.
And carried it around.
You were from the big time.
Yeah. Yeah, I do remember that.
I didn't. My stereo in my room, which I only got when I was like in 9th or 10th grade, didn't even have a pause button on the cassette portion.
Really?
Yeah. I had to like, when I was taping Casey Kasem's Top 40, I had to like hit the record and play buttons, you know, with those spread fingers at the same time. I didn't have that smooth where you could kind of pre-hit those and then just touch the pause button. Yeah. No one knows what I'm talking about. Pause button was a big deal back then.
Now, did your stereo? Mine had a turntable.
Yeah, turntable.
8-track. And a cassette.
Oh, no. Turntable, cassette, radio tuner.
Yeah, radio.
Speakers.
No 8-track.
No 8-track.
I had the 8-track.
Hey, Trek, those things were kind of, they were kind of considered lame, like, early on.
Yeah, make me cry. Make me cry. Pop my bubble.
They were
That's all right.
They were huge. Do
you remember the 8-track that looked like you were going to set off an explosion?
I do.
Like World Trade Center or something? You're going to break it down secretly. Conspiracy.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
I actually had the Taken tape cassette player. Panasonic's crazy color tape recorder. You don't need much to afford a red, yellow, white, green, or blue.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Even the lights will tint for you.
What is that? It's like Light Bright?
Dude, I watched a lot of commercials. Give me a break.
Yeah. Well, I did too, but I don't remember that one.
We're not on the air or anything, right? We're like we're just like practicing, right?
I don't remember this. Was this a cassette recorder thing you used to carry on with you?
Yeah, it was the Taken tape.
Would you use it by yourself when you were a kid, like record funny things and play them back to yourself?
Totally. But mostly I recorded Casey Kasem's American Top 40.
Oh, you were being serious about that.
Oh, yeah, because to buy a 45 RPM disc was it was like 90 cents. And that was...
To buy a record.
Yeah.
Yeah,
a 45. And if you recorded it, boom, free.
I had a lot of 8-tracks, though. I had Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh, yeah.
At Greece. Got some Kansas, some Boston.
All we are is dust in the wind.
It's 5:55. You're listening to Charlottesville right now, News Radio 1070 WINA. Hoss Spencer is live in studio. Any other news items you're tracking that the good folks need to know about?
No, but I was having dinner a couple of nights ago with a reporter from the Washington area, and he was saying, what is that station at 97.5? I really like that one. And I was like, you mean... Feel like making love. Feel like making love. He's like, yeah, that's what they play.
That's the station. They play that over and over again.
That would be 3WV.
Oh, yeah.
They have and this guy.
And you know what 3WV does? They rock.
They rock. Well, this reporter from the greater Washington area listens to 3WV up in some county that I hardly even knew, like Caroline?
I don't know.
Somewhere up near Washington County or Page County.
It's a very powerful signal.
Powerful signal.
Powerful signal. Woo! Woo! Very powerful. It gets all the way up into the hinterlands up there.
Yeah, the hinterlands.
Yeah, indeed. So they like that. It's it's that same rock song over and over again.
Yeah.
Hoss, you have a great, wonderful evening.
Thank you very much.
And happy Valentine's Day to you. I hope you have a wonderful... Happy Valentine's Day dinner.
Oh, yeah.
With you and yours and all your kids.
17-course meal, yeah.
And all Hawes' kids.
Hawes' kids.
Y'all have a great night. Talk to you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.